Other aircraft are monitoring the amount of radiation. If levels get too high for the air crews, trucks with water cannons will be deployed to try and get the temperature of troubled reactors to drop. RT's Ivor Bennett has been to the quake-hit regions to see firsthand how more and more people are fleeing the area, terrified by the threat of meltdown.
The sheer force of the tsunami was hard to comprehend until I saw this. Vehicles and houses at impossible angles. It was as if the ground's surface had been ripped off. This woman told us they've never experienced such a powerful earthquake before, and she feared for her life. We weren't allowed out of the car at the coast. The police were on high alert. And suddenly, there was panic. Warnings of a 5 metre high wall of water heading our way. Go, 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 this man shouted at us. We sped inland as fast as possible, chased by others. The last wave took just 9 minutes after the earthquake to reach 8 kilometres inland. We didn't have long. This was a false alarm, but those already on their knees are bracing themselves for more. At the relief centre in Sendai, the newly homeless are given blankets and a cardboard sheet. All 19 floors of this building are full, with everyone from infants to the elderly. The night I spent here was bitterly cold and virtually sleepless. Some could be here for weeks. Everyone had a story to tell about their moment of terror.
You're thinking that this is it, basically, you know? Like you're just waiting to hear a bang and then feel the floor give out underneath you, basically.
First an earthquake, then the tsunami, now radiation. Roadblocks around Fukushima appeared as early as Saturday. Since then, the fear has been steadily building, just like the queues. It took an hour to get past this jam of cars, all wanting to fill up, fearing fuel shortages. It may not be visible hysteria, but the anxieties prompted essential stockpiling. As the threat escalates, more and more are leaving. I was travelling with this crew from New Zealand. When we heard there'd been a fourth explosion, the plan quickly changed to an exit strategy. At Niigata, I met this young family from Sendai. The baby boy was just 5 days old when the earthquake struck.
The only thing I thought of when it happened was, I have to save my baby.
How do you feel about the radiation? Are you scared?
That's why I've left Sendai. I'm scared for my baby and I don't want him to get ill. It can have a very negative effect on him.
On the train to Tokyo, it was more of the same. This tourist has changed his flight out to the earliest available ticket.
You think it's not safe to stay?
I'm not sure. I don't want to take the chance.
When it comes to radiation, the people I've met here aren't sure the government's telling the full story. And most aren't willing to wait around to find out. Ivor Bennett, RT, Tokyo.